And it is a real pleasure to welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show for a few minutes Claude Allen, who's assistant to the president for domestic policy. He previously served as Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services, President Bush has said of Claude Allen, "Claude Allen has been a valuable member of my administration since 2001. He's a dedicated public servant and a tireless advocate for those in need. It seems to me, Claude Allen, that those in need right now are unborn babies who threaten to be destroyed by this effort to continue embryonic stem cell research." Welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show, sir.
Mike, it's great to be with you, and I think you're hitting it right on the head. And I'm sad to hear that we have a rabbi that suggests that the president is opposed to stem cell research or even embryonic stem cell research.
Right.
Because the accurate comment is this: is this administration, this president, is the first president to actually use federal funds for embryonic stem cell research.
That's right.
But what he's done is he's done it within the bounds of ethics. He has said that government should never encourage the destruction of human life. However, what we've funded is research. There are embryos that had already been destroyed. Their stem cell lines were being derived and can be utilized for research. And so there, the embryonic stem cell research, even with government funding, is ongoing today. What is not happening and what would be happening if the bill passed, H.R. 810, would be the first time that we would use federal dollars to offer an incentive for present and future destruction of human embryos, and that crosses a very important moral line.
You know, the timing of your visit is so important because we are right now sort of mired in a firestorm of controversy from Capitol Hill, and that is the compromise about the filibuster debate. And to many Americans who I'm speaking with all through this show today, a lot of people are saying this comes down to people who are willing to compromise and sacrifice their principles, sacrifice what they believe to be right in order to get the deal done. In other words, I guess under the guise of politics. I am continually struck by the belief that President Bush is not that kind of politician. And I think the stem cell research debate, and in particular, as you put it, this Stem Cell Research Enhancement Act, as it's called, is a perfect example of President Bush's moral clarity.
And we so greatly appreciate from our president the moral clarity, because here's a situation where there is a great compromise. And the compromise is to use the existing stem cells from embryos that have already been destroyed, to use the alternatives such as umbilical cord blood, adult stem cells, and even using stem cells from embryonic stem cells without destroying the embryos. The issue here is that we don't need to destroy life in order to have these advances in science. And that's the line the president has drawn. And that's where he thinks science and ethics can coexist very well and serve humankind.
So there is no doubt that the president will veto this Stem Cell Research Enhancement Act. Isn't that true?
He has said it. You don't need to take my word. He has said it himself. He will veto any bill that crosses that line of having the government to fund the destruction of human life.
Right. Now I'm fascinated by the series of misinformation, and I really believe, Claude, and I think you'll agree with me, that those opposed to the president and to his ideology continually muddy the waters with misinformation, and there is no greater example of this than this whole stem cell debate. Because you're right, the rabbi stood there at the lectern and said the president opposes stem cell research. We hear it over and over and over again, and I want to stand up in the synagogue and scream, Bill Clinton didn't fund stem cell research. President Bush is the first president to have done so.
That's exactly right.
How can people continue? I'm sure people are misguided. I know the rabbi didn't stand up there and purposefully lie. I got to believe that people just fall victim to this very well orchestrated campaign of misinformation against the president over the stem cell debate. Do you agree?
Well, I do agree, and I think that's why we think it'd be a great mistake to abandon the balanced approach that the president has defined, where we can advance science but in an ethical way for the misguided, divisive, and in fact unnecessary policy of encouraging embryo destruction with taxpayer dollars. I mean, there's no reason for that. But I think what we see happening here, and we need to be sympathetic to many people who themselves are suffering from diseases or have loved ones suffering from diseases, that they're looking for hope. And unfortunately, people are giving them false hope about the promise of embryonic stem cell research,
yep.
which is in its early stages as a basic science and has never led to a single human application so far. But we have seen great success with other forms of stem cell development, umbilical cord blood, adult stem cells. And so we need, it's not right, it's actually wrong to use people who are in a plight where they're in pain or in needing of care and try to sow, you know, seeds that are false hope in the hearts of the sick. And that's what's unfortunate, that people are suffering and believe that there's a hope out there that really is not realistic, but rather we should be advancing that which we know is working.
It's almost the worst kind of misinformation, because you're so right. It is a sense of false hope. I mean, it's hard to argue against, well, you never know. Maybe if we can only experiment on human embryos, someday we can cure Parkinson's disease. So a loved one who suffers from Parkinson's disease, you know, for that family member, that message resonates. It's the old, you might win the lottery. That's the motto of the lottery that I hear all over the country. You never know.
And that's where we have to educate the public more and more to understand that the president's policy, it supports embryonic stem cell research within the bounds of ethics. They're alternatives to the destruction of human embryos. But even more significantly, we need to see where is this going. And South Korea is a great example.
That's right.
We need to be concerned about it.
Very important. And let's talk for just a moment. Claude Allen is our guest, assistant to the president for domestic policy. He's got a couple of minutes with us. I want to ask him about South Korea, because that's very important for everybody to know about. And I want to see if he's aware of the guests that the president received in the White House, I believe today, children. I think it was called the Snowflake Children.
Yes.
Which is very, very important for people to remember when they hear the distortion, like, oh, they're going to throw those human embryos away anyhow. So those quick areas, let's touch quickly on South Korea and why it's important to us, Claude.
Well, in South Korea, what we've seen happen is not just stem cell research. We've actually seen them cloning embryos. And so now we see not only are you destroying embryos, but you're creating embryos for the purpose of destruction, ultimately leading possibly to the cloning of a human being. And that, again, is an ethical line we should never cross.
And second of all, how about the Snowflake Children who visited the White House today?
This is an exciting story. There are some 200 genetic families, donor families out there, who have donated their embryos who were in frozen state to about 140 adoptive families, and we now have about 81 children to date, with more on the way, who've been born from frozen embryos. And so we have an event here today at the White House to recognize that there is alternatives to donating your embryos to research. You can donate them and give them life to families who would love to have these children, to raise them as their own, and to love and care for them as their own.
Claude Allen, keep fighting the good fight and keep doing the great job, and give our best to the president for his battle to do the right thing.
Thanks for your great work, Mike.
We appreciate it, sir. Claude Allen joins us, assistant to the president for domestic policy.